Mike, can you talk about the challenge of your team this week going up to Miami playing on Monday Night Football?
Oh, it's going to be a big challenge. Those guys seem like they put together a good team victory last week, and I'm pretty sure they're feeling really good about themselves, as they should. They moved the ball on offense, overcame turning over the ball twice and still scoring 35 points. They got steals going. They got the running game going. Jay Cutler looked good throwing the ball. So I know we're going to have our hands full. It's a talented team who at any moment can create an explosive play. So we got to make sure we know where all the explosive guys are, try to keep them contained and really beat us with driving the ball 15 plays down the field without giving them the big one.
Is it hard to prepare for a team that you played just 2 weeks ago without, like, say, getting lazy because you prepared for them so soon?
I would say not really, because we know how important these games now are. I mean, this is a big game for us. It's a big game for them. I'm pretty sure this is a must-win for them. So we're just trying to keep playing good football. So we know to do that, we have to prepare the same ways that we've been preparing the last 8 weeks. So that's going to go with watching a lot of film, getting together with our groups, staying after a little bit after practice, just talking and communicating, doing everything we did, not getting lazy because we played this team 2 weeks ago. It's a different game. Got to prepare the same, and hopefully the results remain the same.
I have to ask this because I have to calm the masses when Tom Brady misses practice 2 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Do you guys worry about it at all, or is it just one of those things that it should happen? He's mm-hmm. just getting his maintenance done.
Well, I'll say, man, I haven't heard anything about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, not being there on Sunday, so I hope he's there. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, this has been a routine here for the last several weeks. I don't want to speak too much on Tom, but it's been a routine, and he's been out there on Sundays, and he's given us no reason to worry. So all I'm going to do is just try to focus on what I can focus on and play as good of a defensive game as I can play and just help rally the guys and make sure we get the ball back to Tom as much as possible.
Deron, Tre'Davious White today called Gronk a dirty player. I was wondering if you had any sort of comment on that statement.
It's tough to comment on that because this all in itself is just bad. But I've known Gronk for 5 years now. Gronk is not only a tremendous football player, but a tremendous teammate. Will do anything for you. Always has a smile on his face. Always doing the right thing. And, you know, at that moment, it didn't happen. But I wouldn't call Gronk a dirty player. Just a bad situation.
It seems to be relatively out of character mm-hmm. for him, for a guy who's been here since 2010 mm-hmm. and has had a relatively spotless record when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just something out of character, something that he doesn't do at all, except that time. But all he can do is just learn from it and move on from it. You know, stand in the past and just trying to go back and forth. I mean, that's not going to do anything. Learn from it, move forward, and when he gets his opportunity to play again, play well.
Between that play with Gronk and White and then the game the next night with the Bengals and Steelers, mm-hmm. there's been a lot of talk about how players treat each other on the field. How much is it on you guys as players to sort of take care of one another when you're out there?
That's always hard. I mean, this is a physical game. I mean, every hit is a quick second. It's hard to decipher if I'm hitting them in the helmet or if I'm hitting them in the chest. These guys duck at times. It's so much. I mean, it's just all a part of the game. Some collisions, you're going to hit the head. You don't want to. You're not trying to, but it's the way the game is. It's so fast-paced, and things happening at the blink of an eye. It's hard, and all you can do is just try. I mean, the rules are going to be the rules, and the rules are to make this game as safe as possible. So I completely understand that, but certain things are just unavoidable.
How prevalent is the thought in your head, especially, you know, in the secondary where, like you said, those hits are really quick. Is there a thought in your mind in terms of, I have to make sure I don't get this guy in the head, or is that just sort of way back there somewhere?
I would say, me personally, I just try to make sure I always lead in a good spot with my shoulder. never with my head, and always just try to avoid their head. And so, like I said, sometimes it's hard because at the blink of an eye, he can be up here, but then he's ducking. So you could be aiming for the shoulder or the midsection, but when he ducks, the head turns into the midsection. So you just got to just try to play the game the right way, but fast at the same time, and know that sometimes some collisions are just going to happen. It's just the way the game is. It's football. We all signed up for that. We all know that. But at the end of the day, it's football.
First 4 weeks of the season, Chiefs, Panthers, Texans, they're scoring 30-plus points. Receivers are running wide open down the field for touchdowns. Since then, no team in the league has allowed fewer points over the last 8 games. Very rare to see a big play. How have you guys been able to turn it around?
Consistency. Just consistency with our play, consistency with our tackling. Just consistency all across the board. I mean, just throughout the first 4 games, we was inconsistent in every area of defense that you could be, giving up big plays, tackling, our communication, our technique, our fundamentals. Just we would have a good 3-4 plays, and then, it's a really bad play, and can't win football games like that. That's how you repeatedly give up big plays, and that's what we were doing. So just being a lot more consistent in all the areas has really allowed us to limit big plays, which is makes it really, really hard for teams to, you know, those 15-play drives. A lot of people can't sustain drives like that. And when they do, you got to tip your hats to them. But, no, they're most likely it's not going to happen again.
A lot was made about the communication aspect, the switching off receivers. Mm-hmm. How much did you guys work on that?
We worked on it. We worked on it a lot. I mean, because obviously that was an area of difficulty and a problem area for us at the beginning of the year. So we know for us to take a step, we had to be better at that. And we got better. We worked hard at it, and we continue to work hard at it so that it doesn't ever become a problem for us again.
Kind of along those same lines, this past game was the first time you had your full secondary healthy in in quite a while with Eric coming back. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like that whole unit has kind of, I guess, developed over these last couple months?
Well, it's been good because guys have been all over the place. Like you said, Eric, he's been hurt. Steph dealt with some injuries. We had Chung playing the star, Dad playing strong safety. We had Jay Jones playing the star. So we just had a lot of guys in a lot of different places. But I think what it really shows is we have a big next man up mentality. I know throughout the team, but in the secondary as well, because we feel we're a talented and a deep group. And we feel like we got guys that don't start or don't play as much who can come in and give us quality reps and quality play. So we know that at the end of the day, you might not be the starter right now, but your opportunity, which shows each and every year, your opportunity to play will eventually come. For instance, Jay Jones, who's playing lights out at the star position, it will come. And what you do and how you make the most of it really determines on you and the work you put in throughout the week.
Last question. Star, is that nickel?
Yeah.
Why do you call it star?
That's just what we call it.
I don't want that to be the last one.
Yeah.
And talking about the physicality of the game, last time you played Miami, it was very chippy out there. Do you expect the same type of atmosphere on Monday night?
Always. I mean, it's a division foe, so they're going to be ready to play. We're going to be ready to play. And like you say, the way the game played out the last time, I'm sure they're going to be ready to go. And we just got to be able to match their intensity because, I mean, it's a home game Monday night, so it's going to be real rowdy in there. I can't wait. All right. No problem, guys.